Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato? That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Steven, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
It's always just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I want to make a confession. As I'm listening to the intro to the show that was created, there are snippets of people that are saying things, and I hear it every week. And hearing it this morning actually shifted my attitude. It caused a shift in my emotions. And I'm sharing that because there should be things in your life that shift you as well. And you know how when we're getting ready to do something in our life, it could be something in your ritual of what you do in the morning. You get up, you brush your teeth, you have breakfast, you're with your loved ones or you live alone. And there's something that should happen in your path that shifts your attitude, shifts your emotion, something to kind of get you back in line. Sometimes it's your kid calling and say, I love you, or saying thank you, or a friend sending you a text in the morning. But there should be something that should be happening to shift your attitude, and that's necessary. Because I was getting ready to go in no other direction. It would have been all good, though, I think. But I was going to go another direction. And hearing that makes me think about what I'm going to say on Facebook, what I'm going to say on Blog Talk Radio, what I'm going to say on YouTube and all these other channels and wires that they've got me hooked up to. But it makes me accountable for who I am and what I'm about to say. So I just want to share that. I like being transparent. And I live for those aha moments that wake something up in me. Other than this Congo macchiato that I've been sipping out. But live for the moment. Before we get started, I wanted to show some love for the people who have been supporting the show. I got to do that with our sponsors that have been holding the show down and keeping it afloat. This is our 10th season, and I'm so thankful for this opportunity to present this platform for people to come and share their stories, share their message, so that others can learn. And I just appreciate them hanging out with me in the cafe for nothing else. Let's just sip and talk about coffee and talk about life. That's all it is. That's all it is. But shout out to our sponsors, Sutley Professional Counseling. As we begin this year, and I can't believe that we're already in February, but people are going through some things, you know, and not only in a negative way, but sometimes we just want to go to that next level, and sometimes we need a supportive circle to do that. So I am an advocate for therapy. I'm an advocate for family professional counseling as well because I think they provide great services. The licensed professional counselor there is Candy Winfield. So family professional counseling. They're located in the Atlanta area, but they also do this thing called e-visit. So check them out. Check out the website. And book yourself an appointment. Get better, okay? Get better. Also, Blueprint 360. Manages the website, does a lot of the flyers, great digital work, awesome, awesome service. I love Tanya Harris for what she does, so I want to shout out to Blueprint 360. And also, show some love for Post Frenzy, right? Post Frenzy is this new upcoming business where if you are a small business owner and you want to have a relationship with social media, right, let's say you're working, you have a family, and you don't have time to post at 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can find someone to do that for you. So Post Frenzy does help you posting all those ads and things like that so you don't have to. Check them out, Post Frenzy. You can also find them on, you can Google all those services on Google. Another thing I want to do is I want to show some love to a few authors, and I don't do this weekly, but I'm feeling generous. I'm feeling generous, and I'm being transparent. And for those of you who can see this on Facebook Live, you should be able to see this. And for those who are listening through the other channels, it is a few authors that I have their books. I support them, and that is The Mindset Awareness and Action by Brian Barton, a good friend of mine. The book is about giving your mind right. He is a former baseball player, and he's taken his life and transformed it into the game of baseball. And he talks about different ways to transform your mind so that you can handle life and move further along. Great book, great concept, an easy read. Mindset, Awareness, and Action, Brian Barton. Also, Think Black by Kazemde. Think Black, he actually has a bookstore now, Black Dot Bookstore, located in the outside of Atlanta in the Stone Mountain area. But Think Black by Kazemde. Check him out as well. And the last one is a local author, Pia Phillips. She talks about, the book is titled Give Me Back My Booze. And she talks about people getting out and staying out of abusive relationships, specifically with narcissists. A good read, too. This book actually has handout tools in it and a lot of ways you can kind of like check yourself with some self-tests and things like that. So check out Pia Phillips, y'all. And last but not least, my favorite. This is the calendar. It's a calendar titled Taking Our Lives Back 2019, all the months of the year. Yours truly featured on September. And that's not why I support the project, because I'm the September model. I actually support the project because the proceeds are going to assist women with cancer issues. So definitely support that. The calendar is $15. You can get one through me. There's going to be a link on my webpage and also on the Facebook page. But Taking Our Lives Back, an awesome project. In it also are two people I support, my photographer, Deborah Soval Photography, and the makeup artist, Victoria Beck. But it's a good project. Nisi Johnson heads this up. And again, it is a 2019 calendar of women telling their stories with cancer to empower others to live through that dreadful, dreadful disease. All right. Yeah, so I haven't heard enough of that, so let's get into some conversation. Today, folks, we're going to be talking about living your why. Now, a few weeks ago, I started this cruise, and it was an 8-day cruise. The group was called Capital Jazz. They are a social group out of the D.C., Maryland area. And so I was on the cruise, and I'm just going to share a little bit about this because, here again, this is from the aha moment. There were things that happened to me on the cruise that allowed me to kind of see my why. Well, let me just say this about the cruise, though. I would probably say about 80 to 85% of the people on this cruise, and it probably had to be 2,000, were African-American people. So it was just an awesome experience to be in a confined space with so many African-American people that we were just showing love. There were concerts at night. I really enjoyed that during the day. There were Q&A with the performers who performed the night before or who were on the agenda to perform. I got to talk with Sheila E. Dagny Fresh, who else? Ralph, Johnny Gill, Michael Collier. And when I tell you that the shift was about us being accommodated, being filled, being educating each other on things, just showing love, it was a good experience. And it just take cruising to a whole new level. And I appreciate that opportunity. I learned so much. One of the things that I did take away from it about Sheila E. was how she really poured into women. And those things we don't get to hear about people as well. But great, great, great cruise. Great trip. I enjoyed that. Shout out to Capital Jazz for their super cruise. And they do it every year. So y'all check them out. Good experience. You might want to do that. You might want to do that. I would say that one of the things I did find or learn about myself was that I probably play too much. I think I play too much. I think I play too much. Everybody can't handle that. They say laugh more, smile often. I laugh a lot, probably smile too much, and I play too much. I'm very playful for those who don't know, but, you know, I think that I look for humor in most things. I try to find something to laugh about myself, mostly, not other people, but I do try to find humor in things because sometimes things just not that serious. We take it to levels that it don't need to go. And I think when you can just smile and laugh at it, you find that the problem or the issue or the incident is not as big as what you make it out to be. So that's usually my defense, is to kind of laugh it off and then deal with it later. Right. So living your why. Why? Why should you be living your why? Why have this topic? Why talk about this, Lauren? Well, I think that when you begin to live your why, what you begin to do is treasure your experiences. Not things, because, you know, life is not really about acquiring things. It's really not. It's about your relationships, because those are the things that you take with you to your next level of life, is those experiences, the love experiences, the education experiences, your social experiences. You know, those are the things that you take with you, your experiences. You know, you can't leave those things behind, so living your why, I believe, allows you to treasure your experiences. Well, how would you do that? You know, sometimes when I have this conversation with people, they're saying, how do you live your why? How do you do that? Well, I would like to offer three things. It's three. One, two, three things. How do you do that? One is you would read more or find an opportunity to take in information. Nowadays, you don't have to read as much. You know, they have audio books that you can do. They have YouTube videos that you can watch. And I find that's something I do mostly every night, is to watch YouTube videos of people speaking about different things. I mean, even my grandson, he has an iPad, and he would pee. He's connected to his iPad. It's ridiculous, as you know, most kids are. But he watches YouTube, and he'll go in and speak to it to pull up a video that he want to watch, you know. And he loves to watch those how-to things, how to fix something. I think that's one of the new the kids are into now, how to fix something, how to create something. So he watches that a lot. So if the kids can do it, we can do it. So instead of scrolling on Facebook, other than to watch this, but check out some YouTube videos to inform yourself about how to do things. I mean, I amaze myself at some of the things I do. I haven't fixed my doorbell. I didn't change the batteries in my garage door opener. I mean, back in the day, I changed the spark plugs on my car. Because all you got to do is look on YouTube. I mean, they've empowered me. You know, watch instructional videos and figure out how to do it. So definitely, how to live your why, read more or take in more information. Another suggestion, number two, is having an attitude of gratitude. If you want to live your why, you kind of change your disposition. You kind of have an attitude of gratitude. That's how you would live your life, changing that. Because when you do that, you allow yourself to have a different experience because you're focusing on something different. You know, you can't live your why being a hellraiser, complaining all the time, looking for things to complain about, being a negative Nancy. So in order to live your why, change your attitude. You need to have an attitude of gratitude. Look at the things that you have going right in your life. Focus on that. And the third thing I would say about how to live your why is to listen to what others appreciate about you. We all bring something to this earth. You bring something to the table. You bring something to your relationships, but it's up to you to figure out what that is. Not someone else. It's up to you to figure out what that is. So listen to what people say about what they appreciate about you and start focusing on that. They could appreciate how you always bring humor to a situation, how you lighten up the room, how supportive you may be when it comes to going through things, how you listen, how you speak up for other people, how you defend other people, you know, how organized you are when you're involved with things, you know, or how you just always pay the bill. We always appreciate those people, right? They just pay the bill. So, but listen to what people say about you and let that help you begin to figure out how you can live your why. What do others appreciate about you? Now, once you begin to live your why, right, folks say, well, what's going to change? What's going to change for me? A takeaway, this came to me, a takeaway that I got from the cruise was, I think it was Dougie Fresh who said that his favorite object is a pencil. And he said that the reason why his favorite object is a pencil is because the pencil allows you to write your story. You can tell your story using the pencil. And the metaphor to the pencil was that the pencil has an eraser for a purpose, because you can go back and erase some things and replace some things. So you can use the pencil eraser to erase and replace. So for you, if there are things going on in your life and you've now found your why, you can change how you write and tell your story by thinking about the pencil to replace things that you don't like about yourself or you want to change or improve. You know, it's said that as we go through life, you know, you set your foundation, and then you go back and you upgrade. So your foundation may be to get a good job, to be in a good relationship, you know, to live in the community that you want to live in. And then after you kind of get those things in place, you're going to go back and upgrade. So that's taking the eraser to erase something and replace it. Now, when you're doing this, now you know you're going to have some haters. Haters, they kind of hang around. And they want to, you know, allow you to believe that things are, you know, not penciled in, but they are permanent markers. That they're not. And if you're surrounded with people who keep reminding you of that negativity, it's time to make a move. But think about the pencil and the eraser, because you can erase and replace things in your life by doing that. But why live the why? Why live your life with the why? Well, one of the things that you'll learn is that the why will help you to tune out the noise. The noise, Lisa Burton. The why will help you to tune out the noise. All the negative noise. So you really want to function and to move to a place where you can find peace and happiness. And beginning to live your why will help you shut down all that noise, that negative noise. that bad energy. Because as you begin to focus on more positive things, listen to what people are saying about you, it allows you to focus on that. And that's going to draw you in, too. I find that people have said, though, you can wake up in the morning looking for opportunities, you know, looking for messages and signs from God, you know, signs that will keep you moving in a certain direction. And so those things become a catalyst to keep you moving in a certain direction. And once the momentum starts, you won't even hear that other stuff anymore. It really becomes noise. I mean, it's so disruptive to your quality of life once you start that momentum. And not that it's going to be perfect. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm talking about is getting to a place where you are at peace. You are at peace with who you are. You are at peace with your circumstances. Even when things are not going well, you can find peace in it. Some of y'all may have been affected by what just happened recently with the government shutdown. I was affected by that. Thank God I was able to go on a cruise and to have not have gotten a paycheck since Christmas. Yes. So I was blessed to have support, blessed to live frugal, you know, a little bit, so you have a little cushion there. But just being at peace and focus on, well, you know what? If there's nothing I can do about it, what can I change the things that I can do about it? You got to cut back, draw back, you know. And I think it's times like that and like this that kind of help you focus on what really matters. It really helps you focus on your why, because you find that some of those things you would have done are not even important anymore. You know, you just do what you can do and focus on the control you have in the moment. I probably can talk about that more, but I won't. But again, you can get through it, you know, being at peace. So another thing, the why helps you do. It helps you shut out the noise, you know, to help you live peacefully, passionately, purposefully. And before I move on to that second one, I want to just talk about if you find that you are not living in your why and things are kind of going wrong, look at how you can line yourself up with what you think your purpose is. And if you align yourself up with what you think it is, things will begin to happen. You'll begin to find that you are at the right place at the right time. Because can't nobody take what's for you. Whatever God has designed for you to do or for you to experience, it is for you. So if you find that those things are not happening, look at what you're doing. For example, if you say, and I don't hate to use this, but it's the first thing that comes to mind. If you say that I want to be healthier, I want to lose weight, but you are not doing the basic things to help you lose weight, so you're not going to get the results you want because you haven't aligned yourself up with the things that you need to do to lose the weight. Change your eating habits. Stop drinking sodas. Stop eating sugars. Starting somewhere. If you say I want a better relationship or a new relationship and you don't leave the house, how are you going to do that? You got to put yourself in a place where you're going to meet people, engage with people to start the new relationship. So there's always some work for us to do to get to where we want to be, but you got to be honest with where you are and see if what you're doing aligns with what you want. I'm just saying, real talk. I do it too. The last thing I want to say about why is that this kind of gets me emotional. But what you'll learn about the why, what else will it do? It will help you grow. And we can't grow if we're not in an environment where the soil is enriched with nutrients to help us to grow. Really, really, really. And I'm getting a little choky about this because there are times I have to pull weeds out of my garden all the time. And it's hard to do, but I promise you it's worth it. You're going to have to pull weeds, Joanne. Yes, pull weeds. You're going to have to pull weeds, Marcella Davis. Shout out to her, fighting her way through her battle with cancer. Let's keep her in prayers, keep her lifted up, because she's pulling weeds right now. You got to pull weeds. And sometimes God has us go through these things to purge us and pull those things out. It's just like a tree. You know, a tree grows and it has to shed its leaves in the winter. It's bare. I mean, you see it for what it is. And not only do you see the tree for what it is, but you see the forest for what it is. Because all the leaves are gone. Everything is revealed. So we go through phases in our life where we have to be transparent and things are revealed. We are naked. And some of us can't look at ourselves and our nakedness and appreciate that in which who we are, good, bad, or indifferent. This is what it is. But then you can begin to work on yourself, work on that tree, you know, water it, make sure that it has adequate sunlight, because when the seasons change, it'll start to bloom. And before you know it, you look up, it's blooming. The same with you. You're going to go through that period where you're going to have to change, but you're going to have to be honest with who you are, looking in the mirror, real talk, and taking accountability for where you are, because we are all just a sum of our experiences. That's all we are. That's all we are. But you have the power to make change in your life. You have the power to make change in your life. Stop pulling those weeds, checking the soil, watering it, putting nutrients in it, because you cannot grow. You cannot grow with weeds around you. You're going to have to remove them. Or you can just lay there and die. It's up to you. And dying is like not living. You know, you're not happy. You wake up every day. You're getting into it with people. I mean, if you look at how many people you have an argument with, how many people are you sitting constantly arguing about the same thing? What is the argument really about? That's not a healthy, growing environment. You know, when you can't communicate with someone and talk about what your differences are and move on. Not saying that people don't have facts. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm talking about the repetitiveness and the continuous arguing and bitching about things that don't matter. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. But you cannot grow when you're constantly surrounded by weeds. This show has empowered me to grow beyond measure, and it's really not about me. It's really about God, and it's really about you people who are listening, pouring into this show, and who trusted this platform to share your story. I appreciate you, and I thank you. And I thank you for hanging out with me in the cafe. So I want to just recap how to live your why to live your why. Three things about how to live your why is to read, take in more information, change your attitude, and listen to what others have to say about you. Why to live your why is because it's going to help you to decrease the noise, and it's going to help you to grow. That's all I have for you today, folks, but I appreciate you hanging out with me in the cafe. And Brandon is at a convention. He sends his love all the way from Miami where he's doing this thing, and we're going to talk to him next week about that experience that he had. But go out there and do something great. Be awesome. Be awesome because you're awesome. And tell him always that stuff. See y'all next week.
I just love this show, Coffee Talk with Soy. That is your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful time we had. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don't forget to download the app Coffee Talk with Soy from your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website, coffeetalkwithsoy.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Soy said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.